ジャパニーズポット101よ。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Peter here. Premium lesson number 19. Kiosk. ナオミ先生。
はい。
この写真どう思いますか? What do you think of this picture?
え、見せて。
どうぞ。
見えない。ピーターが持ってるんだもん。地下鉄のキオスクですね。これは。あのね、私このジュースが好きです。I really like the juice. ジュースは何?
Blender?
Blender.
How do you say it in Japanese?
Blender はミキサーです。
あ、ミキサーですか。
はい。ミキサー。
And then we have the kiosk.
はい。
And your favorite drink, which is?
フレッシュジュース。
フレッシュジュース。
そう。フレッシュグレープフルーツジュースが一番好きです。
Of course, and that's with katsu.
何カツって
?I remember the other day you mentioned that you like grapefruit juice and katsu.
No,、
together.
I didn't say I loved the combination. I just said I didn't see what's wrong with the combination with cutlet and juice.
It's okay. There's somebody just like you who wrote on the message board that they like it too. So, 大丈夫ですよ。
おー。怒られるよ、そんな。
Nobody will get angry. It's all in good fun. But yes, sprinkled throughout the Japanese transit system are these kiosks. Sometimes on the platform and sometimes before you go into the station.、
Mm.
One thing is for sure, if you're in Tokyo or Osaka or some of the other big cities, it's not too tough to get some kind of snack or drink.Before boarding the train or when you're in the station.
そうですね。
Okay, so let's take a listen to today's conversation. Here we go.
あ、その前に、ちょっと待ってください。Wait a minute. I have a question. 牛乳はいくらですか?
How much is the milk?
Please figure that out.
Try and get the answers to the question the first time through. Here we go.
すいません。このパンとあのパンをください。
はい。210円になります。
ああ、あと牛乳もお願いします。
では320円になります。180円のお返しです。
はい、どうも。
ありがとうございました。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
すいません。このパンとあのパンをください。
はい、210円になります。
あと、牛乳もお願いします。
では、320円になります。180円のお返しです。
はい、どうも。
ありがとうございました。
今度は英語が入ります。
すいません。このパンとあのパンをください。
Excuse me. Can I get this bread and that bread over there?
はい。210円になります。
Sure. 210 yen, please.
ああ。あと、牛乳もお願いします。
あ、also, can I get some milk?
では、320円になります。180円のお返しです。
So, 320 yen, please.180 yen is your change.
はい、どうも。
Thanks.
ありがとうございました。
Thank you very much.
え、ナオミ先生、いくらでしたっけ? How much was the milk?
え、計算できないの? You can't calculate?
あ、数学に弱いです。I'm not that good at math.
嘘だ。320-210 です。
So 320 minus 210 equals?
110.
So the milk was 110 yen.
そうそうそうそう。あ、よかった。そう。そうそうそうそう。そうです。
よかったですね。
その計算はできるんだ。
素晴らしいです。
So, I think the ladies who work at the kiosk are very professional.
Really?
They know all the prices and they don't use the calculator.
That's true.
うん。すごい早いですよ、計算。They're really good at calculating. あの、スイカでも、JR Commuting Pass、スイカでも、キオスクで買い物ができますよね。
So recently you can use your Suica card, which is basically an ETC card that you can charge and then travel the transit system in Japan with. You can use that to buy things too. And now a lot of these kiosks offer this payment method.
便利ですね。
Okay, let's take a look at the vocab. Naomi sensei, お願いします。
すみません。
Excuse me.
すみません。すみません。
Next.
ください。
Please.
ください。ください。
Next.
なる。
To become.
なる。なる。
Next.
あと。
Plus.
あと。あと。
Next.
パン。
Bread.
パン。パン。
Next.
牛乳。
Milk.
牛乳。牛乳。
Next.
お返し。
To return.Revenge, change.
お返し、お返し。
Next.
どうも。
Thanks.
どうも、どうも。
Okay, Naomi sensei, let's take a closer look at some of the phrases and vocabulary we saw in this lesson.
そうですね。
積極的ですね。So positive. はい。最初は何でしょうか?
すみません and すいません。
Yes, I remember a couple of lessons ago, a while back, we kind of covered this, that there's sumimasen with the mi as the second syllable, and there's also suimasen with I as the second syllable. And it was kind of weird. The first time I heard this was actually in one of our lessons. I never really picked up on it before.
Ah, suimasen の方ですね。The correct way of saying is sumimasen. But in a casual situation, people tend to use suimasen. Or in Osaka...Probably they say すみません
with as a second character.
はい、そうですね。
面白いですね。
あと日本だと at the restaurant it's okay to say すみません or すみません to the waiter or waitress to get their attention.
Yeah, just yell it out.
そう、でも in the States or in other Western countries it's not so appropriate.
No, you can say, excuse me, but it's all in intonation here. But like the intonation I would use for a waiter or waitress would be something like, excuse me. But here they're just like, すいません! And it's perfectly okay.
そうですね。Depends on the restaurant you go to. If you at the expensive restaurant, it's not okay to yell like, すいません!
Excellent point. You can see where I eat. Yeah, I'm kind of used to that izakaya and like so much noise going on around you and you just reach down deep for that sumimasen to get the waiter so that you can order.
そうですね。
Okay, what do we have next?
お返し。
So this has several meanings. So return, return gift, revenge, change.
revenge.
I love that one. Well, let's go through the different uses. First we have.
This word is from the verb 返す。
To return, the dictionary form, to return.
And the must form of 返す is 返します。And 返し is a must stem, and must stem can be used as a noun. So when you put honorific o and say お返し, it would be noun.
As in change, meaning the money you get back from when you pay for something.
お釣りでも大丈夫ですね。
はい。Interesting. And it would be the same, the return gift, like something you give in return for getting something. Okaishi would be from the noun too. But the revenge is kind of different. The revenge comes from actually the verb form, okaishi shimasu. Just a shortened form of that, right?
Not sure. Gomen.
I think maybe that's where it kind of comes from. Because like, you know, you extract revenge on somebody. And you remember that This form, if okaishi is followed by shimasu, this is a noun and it's a very polite way to say to return something. So in very polite Japanese, okaishi shimasu would be to give something back to somebody. So I think maybe it kind of comes from this, okaishi shimasu, like, all right, I'll give you something back.
なるほどね。
だと思いますけど。
はい。
We'll have to look into that.
あとは、なんか the difference between okaishi and otsuri?Is okaishi is mainly used by the shop clerks, and otsuri is more general term.
On the vending machines, it usually says otsuri.
そうですね。
So Again, depending on the context, this word has several meanings.
そうですね。
So it could be change or a return gift, meaning a gift that somebody got you in return for a gift you got them, or revenge.
そうですね。ピーターさん、いつかお返しします。
そう。お返しする。I'm gonna get you, Naomi sensei.
この場合のお返ししますは revenge みたいな感じですね。
Okay, let's take a look at today's grammar point. Naomi sensei, お願いします。
320円になります。
That'll be 320 yen. So, naru is a verb that means to become. Now, this is a very, very polite way to refer to the price.
そうですね。
But it's not just that. This is when you have two or more items. And when you have one item, the Japanese used would be?
ございます。100円でございます。
And the でございます。
そうですね。100円です is fine, but 100円でございます is more polite.
Yeah, so if you, you know, if it's a very local shop, maybe they'll say it to you, desu, like, 320 yen desu, like 320 yen. If it's a very much, a little more, if they're using more polite Japanese, they'll use the de gozaimasu.
そうですね。
But that's one item. Here, we have two items, so the Japanese used is になります. Because there are two things added together. So one and two become this amount. Okay, Naomi-sensei? One more example, please.
カプチーノとアップルデニッシュとプリンでございますね。780円になります。
So, cappuccino, apple danish, and pudding, right? 780 yen, please.
そうですね。例えば、この本はいくらですか?
How much is this book?
100円でございます。
It's 100 yen.
じゃあ、この本をください。
Okay, I'd like this book, please.
105円になります。
That'll be 150 yen.
そうですね。In this case, the shop clerks are adding price and a tax. So he or she used になります instead of でございます。
Now, before we take off, Naomi-sensei, have you tried My Feed?
何 My Feed って?
My Feed is basically our latest and greatest feature. It allows all premium users to get only the lessons they want.
へえ、便利便利。え、それはコリアンクラス101もやってるの?
Korean Class 101 has it too. All the sites have it.
すごい。
So you can just simply get only the lessons you want. If you just want the dialogues, just get the dialogues. If you just want the PDFs, just get the PDFs. Whatever you want, that'll be downloaded automatically through iTunes. And all you have to do is three simple steps.
あ、すごい、便利便利。
でしょ?
うん、今まで不便だったもんね。
いや、そのことないです。It wasn't that bad till now. It's just getting better. So stop by JapanesePod101.com, check out this comment, and you'll see a link to my feed. And there you can learn more about this incredible feature. All right, that is going to do it for today.
じゃあまた。
すいません。このパンとあのパンをください。
はい、210円になります。
ああ、あと牛乳もお願いします。
では320円になります。180円のお返しです。
はい、どうも。
ありがとうございました。